This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pardul summons budget session of Federal Parliament for 7th of May. Three more ministers added in cabinet in latest expansion. Police arrest Secretary Tek Narayan Pandey and issues arrest warrant against UML Secretary Top Bahadur Rai Maji in charge of sending Nepalese to the United States in guise of Bhutanese refugees. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky denies his country carried out an alleged drone attack on the Kremlin. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pardul has summoned the next session of the Federal Parliament for the 7th of May. Issuing a notice yesterday, General Secretary at the Federal Parliament, Dr. Bharadwaj Gautam, informed that the President had called the budget session of the Federal Parliament on the 7th of May in the afternoon. Earlier, the government recommended the President call the next session of the Federal Parliament. The cabinet meeting has decided to provide 600,000 rupees to each of the players and head coach of the national cricket team that won the title of the ACC Men's Premier Cup. Prime Minister's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma said the other team officials would be provided with 300,000 rupees each as a motivation to the team. Among the host of decisions taken in yesterday's meeting includes the allocation of budget in the upcoming fiscal year to upgrade the current cricket stadium in Kirtipur to the international level. Likewise, the cabinet meeting decided to amend the Advertisement Regulations 2077 Bikram Samvat by completing the necessary process regarding one-door and proportional advertisement in the Act to regulate the Advertisement 2076 Bikram Samvat. President Ramchandra Pardul has issued the ordinance to amend some Nepal Acts related to Civil Code 2080 Bikram Samvat. The spokesperson at the Office of President, Sagar Acharya, informed that President Pardul issued the ordinance at the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. It may be noted that the meeting of the Council of Ministers held last Tuesday had decided to amend the law through an ordinance to address the problems being faced by the loan shark victims. Three ministers have been inducted in the government led by Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Office of the President shared that President Ramchandra Pardul appointed Thanaraj Gurung as Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Mohan Bahadur Basnet as Minister for Health and Population, and Dik Bahadur Limbu as Minister for Youth and Sports upon the recommendation of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said all state bodies should be equally responsible to maintain financial discipline. During a presentation on the 60th annual report of the Office of Auditor General at the Prime Minister's office yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal shared that the issues raised by the report of the Office of the Auditor General would be implemented. Auditor General Tankamani Sharma brought to light the issues pointed out by the annual report during the presentation. His presentation also focused on the activities to be carried out by the federal, provincial and local governments regarding the clearance of arrears, among others. Arrest warrants have been issued against CPNUML Secretary Top Bahadur Rai Maji and his son Sandeep. The Kathmandu Valley Police Office confirmed that the Kathmandu District Police Range yesterday received the arrest warrant against them from the Kathmandu District Court. The arrest warrant was issued against them on the charge of their involvement in sending Nepalese to the United States in the guise of Bhutanese refugees. In the same charge, the police have arrested Tek Narayan Pandey, the secretary at the office of the vice president. Nepal Police spokesperson DIG Kuber Kardayat said a team from the Kathmandu District Police Range held Pandey from Pepsi Cola yesterday. Before being transferred to the Vice President's office, Pandey worked at the Ministry of Home Affairs and was reported to have been involved in illegal activity during that time. Three people, including a minor, died when a truck knocked them down at Adikola in Tanahu along the Prithivi Highway yesterday. The police said the deceased had been identified as 12 years old Ayush Bhujel, 50 years old Chet Bahadur Gharti, and Son Bahadur Bhujel of Bandipur, Ward No. 1. The incident took place when the truck en route to Muglin from Dumre hit the house of Sunmaya Bhujel nearby the road after losing its control. In the accident, 5 other people have been injured and they are receiving treatment. The bodies of 2 women and a man among the 5 people who went missing in an avalanche in Beas Rural Municipality, Ward No. 1 of Darchula District, were found yesterday. They had gone to the foothills of the Himalayas to collect Yarsagumba, which is a caterpillar herb, were hit by an avalanche and had been missing since Tuesday. The armed police force had rescued 7 persons on Tuesday and 5 had been missing. The armed police force at Changru informed that 3 dead bodies were found at a spot some 1.5 kilometers downstream from where they went missing. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. The government of Nepal is actively involved in ensuring the safe rescue and return of Nepalese who are currently in Sudan amid the recent turmoil. The Nepali embassy in Cairo, Egypt, has been in contact with 31 Nepalese in this regard, out of which 19 had been successfully brought to Jeddah City with the support of Saudi Arabia on April 30 from Port Sudan, as per the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Out of the 19 Nepalese who have reached Jeddah, 6 have been deployed at the Dubai branch of their employer company, while 13 have returned or are awaiting their return. Efforts are also underway to rescue the remaining 11 Nepalese who are in contact with the Nepali embassy in Cairo and are currently in Sudan with the help of Saudi Arabia. 6 of them are still awaiting rescue, while 3 have been safely housed at a hotel in Port Sudan with the assistance of their employer company, and the remaining 2 have found refuge at a safer location in Egypt, as per the press release issued by the ministry yesterday. The government of Nepal remains committed to safe rescue and repatriation of all Nepalese who are currently stranded in Sudan and will continue to take necessary measures for their safe return home. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin, now an international news. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has denied his country carried out an alleged drone attack on the Kremlin, which Russia says was an attempt on President Vladimir Putin's life. Speaking on a visit to Finland, he said they did not attack Putin or Moscow. Russian President office said defenses down 2 drones overnight. It threatened to retaliate when and where it considered necessary. Unverified footage circulating online shows smoke rising over the Kremlin, a large government complex in central Moscow, early on Wednesday. A second video shows a small explosion above the site's Senate building while 2 men appear to clamber up the dome. The Russian presidency said Ukraine had attempted a strike on Putin's residence in the Kremlin and described it as a planned terrorist attack and an assassination attempt on the president. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhes Province and Bagmati Province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Paurel summons budget session of Federal Parliament for 7th of May. Three more ministers added in the cabinet in latest expansion. Police arrest Secretary Tek Narayan Pandey and issues arrest warrant against UML Secretary Tobadu Rayamaji in charge of sending Nepalese to United States in guise of Putnese refugees. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky denies his country carried out an alleged drone attack on the Kremlin. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nb. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.